Hey, everybody. Welcome to Battle Wounds Podcast. And I'm your host, Amos St. John. Welcome to the podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. If you're returning, I so thank you for returning. And if this is your first time, welcome. Now, if you haven't subscribed, now is the time to subscribe. Come on, press that subscribe button and also press the notification button and also like it. Like it also notifies the algorithm to, hey, this is good stuff. Come on, more of this. The world needs to experience more of this Battle Wounds podcast. You see, I'm building an army of men and women who want to do better for their lives. They want to excel. They want to level up in life. But first, in order to excel and level up, you must heal. You must heal those wounds that you have dealt with, the battles you've overcome, and we address it, heal, reveal, heal, then deal and move on and grow. So that's what Battle Wounds is all about. I'm building an army of people, and I'm so appreciative of every single one of you who tune in or listen to this podcast. I get the feedback. I get the messages. I get text messages from close friends, and I am so appreciative of every single message. Okay, make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, you follow, and again, let's just spread the word, share this with someone who needs an encouraging word. You know, last episode we talked about being bitter or better. Are you bitter or better? Make sure if you haven't listened, go back and check that episode, and prayfully if there's something there that will definitely encourage you. This episode is another good one. I feel like this is something near and dear to my heart, and I feel like so many people can relate to what I'm going to talk about, okay? What I'm actually going to talk about this episode is waiting. Yes, a lot of us are waiting for that opportunity, waiting for that door to open, waiting for that answer, waiting for something. And my question to you is the wait worth the wait? Okay, I'm gonna ask that again. Is the wait worth the wait? Whew. It's heavy for a lot of us. Yes, you're listening to this and you're going through a lot of stuff a lot of burdens, a lot of stuff that is weighing you mentally, physically, emotionally. It's heavy on many of us, and many of us are waiting or getting impatient. Many of us are on the edge. Now we ask the question, is this wait worth the wait? Let's talk about it. Seriously, is the wait worth the wait? I can hear many of you like, nope, it ain't. Mm-mm. I'm letting it go. I'm moving on. I quit. Let me encourage you. Don't quit. No. That's not what we're here for. We're not here to quit. We're not quitters. Now we're going to talk about how do we wait and how do we hold on despite of the wait, you know? Of course, because be patient, be that, you know, wait on the Lord. That's, you know, the spiritual and Christian thing to do. But seriously, what do we do while waiting, holding weights, dealing with weights? It's annoying. It's irritating. Our families hate it because we're dealing with the mood swings, the emotions, and the mental shutdowns. Like when especially with men processing transition. You know, a lot of men, when we're dealing with a lot simultaneously, we kind of just shut down. You know, a lot of us try to calculate and figure this thing out. And so we get quiet, especially for those, you know, like myself. I could be very active and social and talkative. But when I'm in this place of waiting and thinking through stuff, I get quiet. I pull back because, you know, my therapist encouraged me to say, Amos, you're an avoidant processor. That's my type. I'm an avoidant processor. I step back and I process. And so while waiting and carrying weights, like for me, I can only speak for myself. You know, I find out what the meaning of your name is. Yeah. Like if it's a, you know, Hebrew or, the some people's name means light. Some people's name mean love. My name, Amos, means burden bearer. Yep. It means burden bearer. Yes. The bearer of burdens. Boo. But hey, That's it. That's my name. And so what I'm talking about, the weight and the weight, it speaks to me because, yes, I carry a lot of weights. Like some, and most times I carry it well. But, you know, the older I get, you know, it gets a little challenging. So what do we do when navigating the waiting season while dealing with life? Life, like I said last time, life be lifing, bills be billing, and people be peopling. So waiting is not comfortable. Waiting is not cool. It's like, that's not the option that I was looking for. I was looking for answers right now. I need some clarity right now. And for those who are walking with Christ, yeah, there's a process. There's a waiting season. There's a season of just nothingness. He's not saying much. He's just saying, wait on me. And so you're carrying all this weight as things are mounting up, things are getting cloud, things are just getting tough. And how do you wait well? How do you hold on and wait well? Three things before we get started. And I'm going to keep saying it for the rest of this podcast. Keep praying, keep believing, and keep speaking. While you wait, keep praying, keep believing, and keep speaking. Okay? If you're a believer, you know what I'm talking about. Keep praying. Keep having that communication, that conversation with God. Hey, I don't like this waiting season, but you know what? You know what's best for me, so I trust you, God. You got to constantly have this conversation and keep praying and keep believing. You know what? I am going to be great. I'm going to be a winner. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be wise. Keep believing and then keep speaking it. Yes, just as I speak it, I'm speaking those things that are not as though they already are. Okay, so if you want to be the lender, not the borrower, if you want to, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be the head and not the tail, you know what I'm saying? You want to be above and not beneath. You have to keep speaking those things. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Keep praying, keep believing, and keep speaking while you wait. I know it's heavy. I know the burdens are hard to bear. And it's tough. You're battling a lot right now. But hold on. Keep praying, keep believing, and keep speaking. All right? As it gets dark, I know it's dark for a lot of us. Keep praying, keep believing, keep speaking. All right? Now, while you wait, these are some things that I want us to talk about, okay? While wait, okay? The wait. Is it worth the wait? Is the wait worth the wait? While you're waiting, you know what I've learned in this season of waiting? Man, I am learning so much things about my life and my environment. Like so much things that I've learned that needed attention. Sometimes when the hustle and bustle of life, you don't pay attention to the details of what's going on within yourself and around you. And sometimes the waiting season, the purpose of the waiting season is to do some inventory. It's important that you do inventory of within you and around you. And so you need to take time. First thing, you need to take time to examine the areas around your life that need improvement. I'm telling you this waiting season, you need this is the time for you to work those things that need some attention. For me, in finances, I am an okay budgeter, meaning that I'll set a budget and I might stay in budget, but if I feel impulsive, I might go over. This season of waiting, I am learning to stick with the budget. Nothing more, nothing less. Stay within the budget. I am learning the importance of it. At 44 years of life, I've done okay, but in this season, I'm learning the importance. Like, in order to grow to the next level, you're going to have to learn to be a good steward of what you have now, okay? So when you have, you know, the abundance, you are going to treat it with such much more tender, you know, tender, what is it, TLC, you know what I'm saying, tender love and care, and you're not going to be quick to waste it or be so impulsive as you've been in times past. So while in the waiting season, I'm examining some things about myself, some areas in my life that needs attention. So while you're busy looking for the answer and waiting for that call or waiting for some clarity or that door to open, take some time to evaluate what's going on in your life, what's going on inside of you, and let's work it. Work on getting better. So when the door opens, when you get that clarity, when you get that answer, you're able to walk in with such a confidence because you waited well. Yes, the importance of waiting well. When you're waiting well, you're being a good steward in your waiting season. You're learning to evaluate the areas within yourself and improving yourself while waiting. Okay, that's one area. Second thing, evaluate your circle. Not everybody's your friend. Not everybody's your bro or your sis. Not everybody's family. Trust me, when you're in a waiting season and you're not in this winning season, you're in the waiting season, you start seeing who's really on your corner. Who's really gonna see you, really wanna see you make the finish line? Because some people are there to celebrate with you, like they did with Jesus. They were celebrating when he was riding in the donkey, you know, hey, Hosanna, praise be the God, or, you know, praise be the King of Israel, like King of the Jews, and you know, all that stuff they did in celebrating him the week before, then the week later, they were yelling, crucify him. So, like, you know, it's weird, but it's just we live in a world that there are people are there to celebrate just because they just want to be connected to someone celebrating. And then when they no longer serve you, gone. Gone with the wind. So examine, evaluate your circle. All right. The first thing I said, take time to evaluate areas in your life that needs improvement. Second thing was evaluate your circle. Who's really in your corner? And I'm going to take the time and really commend my circle. They know who they are. These are the people without questions, they got my back. They have proven in this season in my life that they have my back. It is amazing. And I am so thankful for all my intimate circle of friends, my circle of accountability. They have proven why God has placed them in my life in this season. And I will never forget. I will never forget. These are the moments I really cherish my close friends and brothers and sisters. And so I am forever grateful for my circle in this season because I get to see clearly. And also I get to see who's really not for me. And no love lost. They were there for a season and for a reason. But now moving forward, they're no longer a part of that. And it's fine. It's no bad blood. But you get to take in the waiting season, you get to evaluate the circle, the people around you, and notice who's for real, like who got your back. You know what I mean? And so it's important while you're waiting, in order to wait well, evaluate your circle. Take time to examine the areas in your life that need improvement. Secondly, evaluate your circle. Third thing. Now, when you ask somebody, what is your dream goal? What do you want to do in life? Can you really, really answer that? Like some people say, I just want to make a lot of money. I want to be successful. No. Specificity. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to say it. Be specific. What is your goal? What is success to you? What do you want to be successful at? Because you got to be specific, because I'm believing we're entering season as you speak it. If you keep speaking, I said, keep praying, keep believing, keep speaking. If you keep speaking what it is, it's going to happen. So what is exactly that you want to happen? Don't be so general. I had to learn to be specific. I am a creative communicator. I believe I was put in this earth to be creative in my communication through music, film, and public speaking. Simple and plain. I found that out in my waiting season. I am a creative communicator, and I'm going to use my platform to communicate creatively. This podcast is a form of my creative communication. I can speak clearly, and since then I've been able to move forward because I have clarity in knowing what my goal and my dream is. There's so much more that is going to happen because I have clarity. So the necessarily evaluation, you know, saying, like I said, the first thing, examining the areas of your life that need improvement. Second thing, you know, evaluate your circle. And then the third thing, be specific in your goals. Don't be so general. Hey, I just want to be, you know, I want to make a lot of money. Doing what? Specifically, you think you're going to win it doing a lottery? No, that's not realistic. What is a realistic goal in what you know, saying? Be specific. Be specific. Let me stop. I'm sorry. I felt need to do that. You know, because I think a lot of us, myself included, I you know, last year while I was in heavy therapy, one of the sessions we were talking about, we were talking about surviving. A lot of us are in survival mode. A lot of us, I can just feel it. I can sense it. I can see it. A lot of us are in survival mode, and it's understandable. Inflation is inflating. Bills are building. Life be lifing, And so a lot of us are in survival mode. We just need to make enough to get by. And my therapist blew that up last year in one of our therapy sessions. And I'm going to let you in this session. We were talking about, I'm so used to surviving and thriving. And I said, I've survived this. I've did that. And then I have seasons of thriving. And my therapist blew that. He said, Amos, blow that up. Take that, put some dynamite in it, and blow it up. That whole survival and thriving thing. You need to conquer. Yes, that was a dramatic pause. You need to conquer it. Don't just survive it. Don't just thrive over it. Conquer it. Whatever it is, that next level in your life, that next place, don't just survive to get to it. Don't just, I'm thriving. Conquer it. What it says is in the Bible, we are more than conquerors, through Christ. You know what I'm saying? So just conquer it. Just take over. Just conquer it. Just don't get by and just thrive. And that's something I'm speaking to myself, because I do get in survival mode and just settle. Don't settle. Conquer. As you are more specific in your goals and your dreams and your ideal, what does success look like to you? Conquer it. Don't just survive to get there. Don't just thrive. Conquer it. That's my word to you. Conquer it. That's why I learned. My therapist beat me up because of that. He was like, man, you always talking about survival and thriving and survival and survival. And he said, blow that up. Conquer it. Man. Woo. That's, woo. You got to keep praying, y'all. You got to keep believing. And you got keep speaking. Speak those things that are not as though they are. Keep believing. Keep praying. Keep speaking. This whole time in this waiting season, it's going to happen. We don't have control of time. We wish we could just snap a finger and everything happens. We don't know how long it's going to take. So while we wait, these are important things you can do. The first thing I said, take time to examine the areas of in your life that needs improvement. Evaluate your circle of people around you. A third is what is your specific goal? What do you really want to do to be successful? What does success look like to you specifically? And whatever it is, just don't get there and survive and thrive. Conquer it. Conquer it. And finally, I hate to tell you, but the wait is necessary for your growth. Both of it. The wait. It's necessary for your growth. It's there to build you. So while you're waiting and dealing with the wait, it's all there to help you grow. So don't run away from it. Don't try to avoid it. Don't try to, just hide. You have to embrace the weight, both of it, the weight and the weight. I know impatience is rising up constantly. You want to get there. You feel it. It's right around there. You feel like you're close. But hold on. Let it build you. Let it grow you. Because when you get to that next level of your life, you're going to be ready. You're going to do well. You're going to excel. You're going to conquer, not just survive it or thrive it. You're going to conquer this next level. But while you wait, these are the things you need to do. Wait well. And how do you wait well? You take time to evaluate the areas of your life that needs improvement. You need to evaluate your circle. You be more specific in your dream goal. What does success look like to you? What does it look like? And be specific, and then conquer it. Just don't survive it. Then finally, just allow the waiting to help you grow. It's there to help you grow. It's not easy. A lot of us just want it today, right now. But I guarantee if you get it right now, you're not going to know how to handle it. It's like winning a lottery when not knowing how to, you know, budget and invest and think of future. You know, you win all that money, it's just going to go. And that's what's happened to a lot of people who win stuff prematurely. So while you wait, just know that it's worth it. It is worth it. The wait is worth it. Yes. Answer the question. Is the wait worth the wait? Yes, it is. Because it's developing you. It's growing you. It's opening your eyes. It's simplifying your life. While you're waiting, things are just falling off that doesn't need to be a part. All that toxicity is falling off in your life, falling off in your way of thinking. If you properly wait well, toxicity in your thinking can go away. Toxicity in your environment will go away. You're able to think clearly. And when the wait is over and you reach your promise, the place of your success, you're able to walk in there with a healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy soul. If you wait well. Now, if you wait and try to rush it and not do the process and not do, you know, the evaluating, not doing the praying, the believing, the speaking, cool, you know, you'll be fine, maybe for a time. But if you really want to wait well and just really experience the true potential of who you are called and destined to be, it's important that you wait well by taking time to examine the areas in your life that needs improving, evaluating your circle around you of people that are supposed to be or not supposed to be, and then be more specific in your goals, your dream goal. What is it? What is it exactly you want to be successful at? You know, and understanding that the wait is worth it. It's part of your development. It's part of your growth. Man, is the wait worth the wait? Yeah, you got to ask that question. And I can answer, yes, it is. It's worth it. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. It's disturbing. It's upsetting. It's depressing. It gives me full of anxiety, but it's worth it. Sounds crazy, don't it? Yeah, all of that. Because if you navigate, yes, you're human, so you're subjected to deal with depression and anxiety, doubt, worry, and fear. But you take time and learn to wait well. In the waiting, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm dealing with it, but you know what? It's worth it. It is worth it. I believe it. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep speaking. When that doubt comes in, keep praying. Keep believing. Keep speaking. When that fear comes in, keep praying. Keep believing. Keep speaking. When that anxiety hits, keep praying. Keep believing. Keep speaking. Breathe. Breathe. Take a moment and just take a breath. And be grateful. When all that negativity starts to try to overwhelm you and you're thinking, this weight is, it's a very hard thing in your mind. It takes a toll in your thinking. But if you keep praying, keep believing, keep speaking, and do all the necessary thing in your waiting that I mentioned before, you're going to make it. My friend, you are going to make it. Don't give up. Keep going. This is a great episode. I'm encouraging myself, and I'm thankful. As you can say, I'm so thankful for all, even the tough times, even the not so good times. I'm thankful for it all. In everything, you give thanks. And right now I'm giving thanks. Even in the waiting season, I am giving thanks. How could you be so resilient, man? If you knew what I'm going, I do not look like what I've been through. Because I'm telling you, I know the wait was worth the wait. And if it's working for me, it can work for you. I'm a believer. I am a follower of Christ. I worship God in spirit and truth. And all of that helps me in my waiting. I built a strong relationship with Christ. If you don't have a relationship with Christ, you can have one. And so how do you, hit me on a DM, let me know you want to have a relationship with Christ, and I can walk you through that journey and prayfully connect you to a church, to a pastor, a healthy church, or, you know what I'm saying, not a perfect church, and can help you in your waiting season. I'm telling you, relationship with Christ is the way to navigate the wait. Ah, man. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Battle Wounds podcast. You know, health is wealth. Health, this is all about health, being wealthy. Like, you can have all the money in the world and have poor health. And that's why I prioritize health is wealth. This whole Battle Wounds podcast is about being healthy, your mind, body, and your soul. And we discuss these uncomfortable things like waiting, not letting it defeat you, but you conquer it. You conquer the weight by waiting well, doing the necessary things. So health is wealth. I so appreciate you tuning in to this podcast. I really pray and hope that this episode, what was shared in this, can help you in these difficult times. And when you get over through, you can help someone else make it through too. All right? Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a good one.